Pentecost Sunday, June 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 1979. We are at the Vatican Pavilion Grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island.
Circular little pale blue lights that flash on and off. They are the call lights of Our Lady that says to be ready for she approaches. Now high above Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up. It's like a circular light coming from within the sky, and as it comes forward, it's spreading in dimension. Our Lady is directly in the center of the light. She's coming forward quite fast now. Our Lady doesn't walk. She's floating. Oh, she looks absolutely beautiful. Our Lady has on a white gown, a pure white gown, with a blue sash about her waist. Her mantle is a very pale blue this evening. And all about the outside of the mantle, along the edge, there's about an inch and a half of gold braided trimming. Our Lady has on very dainty-looking sandals. They have one piece across her instep. The coloring is a gold, similar to the braid about her mantle. Our Lady is looking all about her. It's quite windy because her mantle is even blowing. Our Lady now is looking over to her right, and she's removing from about her waist her beautiful rosary, the rosary with the large Our Father beads, golden, and the Hail Mary beads that seem to have all of the colors of the rainbow about them. Our Lady is moving about now. She's taking from her hands and kissing the crucifix like this. The crucifix is being extended by Our Lady now, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady has a smile. A soft, sad smile upon her face this evening. There is something that must be touching her heart very deeply, because Our Lady is not smiling happily, though compassionately, with some deep sorrow. Our Lady is moving now over to her left side, that would be our right side, and she's extending her rosary out now, the crucifix of her rosary, the beautiful, huge golden crucifix, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, directly behind Our Lady, the sky seems to be coming very illuminated with color. The coloring is a pale blue, like an afternoon sky, so clear, almost bordering on white. And directly behind Our Lady, there are many, many figures of angels coming through the sky. Michael now is directly high in the sky above the angels. I didn't notice him before because of the crowding in of the small angels upon Our Lady. But Michael is there. He covers the whole sky. He is a tremendous size, but not out of proportion. Our Lady now is coming across the sky again, and she's standing directly over her statue. She is kissing the crucifix, and then she is placing it about her waist again on her sash, and placing her hands up in prayer like this. And with her head bowed, she is saying, an act of firm contrition. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. Now Our Lady is looking about her and touching her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and to repeat. My child and my children, I do not have to give you a long discourse on the distress of your nation, the United States, and many nations throughout the world. How many years I have roamed across your earth, crying out to you from your mother's heart to do penance and to stop the invasion of the hordes of hell upon the countries of the earth. There is gathering now in your world a diabolical gathering of those of high esteem in the knowledge of man to bring about the world of Satan, a one-world government with a one-world religion. Oh, my children, you do not recognize the signs of your times. You do not understand the enslavement that is fast coming upon your nation and the world. Because of the love of money and power, many have sold their souls to get to the head. There are cries of peace and security going throughout all the nations of the world. As these cries go forth, farther away do you proceed from this peace and security. For there cannot be any security or peace without my Son as a leader, your God. There are many theologians, even in my Son's house now, that are bringing to mankind doctrines of demons. They are teachings of man and not of God. Many have set themselves in their arrogance to change the wordings in the Book of Love and Life, the Bible. These changes were to seduce mankind into bondage of sin. My children, do you not recognize that the masses of the world are converging upon your nation, the United States? With money they are entering and bringing with them all manner of sin and perversion, immorality and homosexuality. And who will come forward to fight these evils? In the knowledge from the Eternal Father, I understand full well that the time will come when my son shall return among you. But there will be doubt as to the faith left upon earth. For when he comes, shall he look upon you and find even a flicker of faith still left in your hearts? You are, as a nation, as are many nations throughout your earth, fast on to the road to self-destruction through perdition. My children, you do not learn from your past, but you go on making the same mistakes. In your human nature, you are weak, but you do not pray enough. You do not do penance for your sins and the offenses you commit against your God. My children, you do not read your Bible. Instead, you pollute your minds with the writings of man. You have become a frivolous nation, condoning all manner of sin, immorality. Where shall you come to but a fast destruction? Your leaders, even the highest men in your courts, now condone homosexuality, an offense to your God and all mankind. And what are the fruits of this condoning of sin? Murders! Murders of the young! Bands of roaming homosexuals going throughout all of the major cities in your United States of America, the once proud country. My children, you must understand that as a nation, you are on now the brink of disaster. If you do not listen to my pleas, the counsel I have given you while coming to you upon earth, you will be destroyed as a nation. Countries from far off will stand on boats from your shores and weep out and cry, "Oh, whatever has happened to this beautiful country that had all the gold, the silver of the world, all the nations bowing to it, and now, within a few short hours, it is destroyed." My child, do not be affrighted by this knowledge. As a voice box, I must warn you that this will be a great strain on your human body. However, my child, we will give you the necessary strength to retain you in this struggle against the limitations of your human body. Yes, my child and my children, there are groups now throughout the world, men of power and wealth, who are working as undercover peoples and agents to bring about a full control of the world. Pray for your Holy Father in Rome. He must conduct his mission with holiness and dignity. He will lose much if he seeks to compromise with the enemy. I repeat, children, my children, it is better that there are few with quality than quantity of nothingness with death and destruction. My child and my children, you will continue to send the message throughout the world. Do not be concerned of the rejection by many, for you must understand, my children, that many are called, but few are chosen in a final count. As I counseled you in the past, I have come to you as a mediatrix between God and man to warn you that the time is running out for mankind. A great warning approaches. I beg you all, as your mother of love, to listen to me and act upon my counsel. The Eternal Father is much concerned now because it is almost inevitable that the destruction be sent upon you. My child, you will continue to read the photographs, miraculous. Much must now be given in secret. I will direct you what is to be given publicly or retained. There will be many small groups of light, additional candles for the mission going throughout the world. Do not be concerned, my child, that there will be not enough help to reach the masses of peoples left in the world. Many hands and help will be sent to you. You will send this message to John Paul II. He is in grave danger. I have asked him in the past to not make many trips away from his homeland, which is now the seat of Peter in Rome. This, my child, you will retain in secret. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy the second photograph will be physical proof for the bishop when it is needed. You will pray for all of your cardinals and bishops because of a false sense of obedience. Many go to destruction against their will. However, as man has been given a free choice in will, a man cannot use this as an excuse for his actions. For every man is responsible for the salvation of his immortal soul. Now, our lady is placing a rosary out like this, the crucifix of a rosary, the beautiful golden crucifix. Oh, it's so beautiful. Our Lady is turning it about in her hand, and she's looking very sadly on the corpus and the crucifix. Our Lady now is placing the crucifix out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is placing the rosary now about her waist, the band, the blue band about her waist. And she's placing her hands here like this together. Continue now, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. Okay, opening up. And Jesus is coming through the center of the sky. Now he has on a deep beige colored gown, and it's very full, and it must be windy because I can see his gown blowing about him. Now Jesus has on a cape. It's a burgundy red color, a deep red. Almost bordering on a, I can't compare the colorings, but almost bordering on a, burgundy, I can't explain it, the coloring. In fact, Jesus' cape has such a deep coloring that I don't think I have seen this even in paintings. Now Jesus is looking about him. It's quite windy because his hair is blowing about his shoulders. It's quite long. It seems to settle right on his shoulders as he's turning. I notice that his feet this evening are bare. He has nothing upon his feet. I can see the wounds on his insteps of his feet. They seem to be open and oozing blood. Now Jesus is placing his hands out like this in front of him. Oh, and I can see the wounds in his hands. They're also very sore looking. They must be very painful. Now Jesus is coming closer, directly over Our Lady's statue. He's placing his hand over his heart now and looking about him. And now he's taking his hand like this, with the three fingers, the thumb and the two fingers extended, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children. My mother has directed you well, and every man and woman and child with a conscience shall act upon her direction. For there is fast coming upon your country, the United States, and many countries of the world, great tests. I have often warned you that unless you turn back from your present road, a road that means the destruction of souls and the eventual physical destruction of many nations upon your earth, unless you turn back now, what more can I say but to acknowledge the fact from the Eternal Father that a great warning preceded by minor warnings upon earth, a great warning shall be set upon mankind. After this, unless you turn back and do great penance, make atonement to the Eternal Father for your offenses to him, you will receive a great chastisement. And in this chastisement, approximately three-quarters of mankind shall be destroyed. My children, is this what you want? You cry peace and security, and you run about upon your earth in the name of the new modes of socialism and communism and Satanism and atheism and all of these isms come down to one major fact in knowledge. They have been devised by Satan and can be called Satanism. My children, your nation has become paganized because a delusion has been allowed upon mankind. A firm foundation of faith must be in the hearts of your children. As parents, you must give this foundation to your children. It is too late now to expect this knowledge to come from your pastors. I ask that all unite in a crusade of prayer that the Almighty Father in heaven will spare you and yours from the great catastrophe that will soon fall upon many. I have asked you through the intercession of my mother for you. I ask you as your God to listen well, for you must prepare your families for what is to soon fall upon you. The cities shall feel a great measure of the destruction. My children, my mother has asked that you pray and retain the directions from heaven. Mothers and women of the world, you must no longer offend your God.
Our Father,
you must return your country and the world's to a disciplined life of modesty in the hearts of women, chastity, and a firm family foundation among mankind. Many of you do not please the Eternal Father, and you have pierced my mother's heart with your sins. The sins of the flesh shall have many cast into hell. Men shall not consort with men. Women shall not consort with women, for it is an abomination in the eyes of all heaven. The Eternal Father will destroy you for this, as it was in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be upon the cities.
Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you must not defile it, for you seek perversion and you defame your human nature. And I repeat again, all who become part of or condone homosexuality shall be destroyed. All who become part of or condone abortion, the murder of the young, shall be destroyed. All who seek to cast out the discipline given by the Eternal Father in the commandments, the Ten Commandments from your God, they too shall be destroyed. All women who disport their bodies in nakedness, the flesh shall burn. My children, I do not approach you to bring fear to your hearts, but to counsel you as a just God, to warn you that there is a great warning and chastisement approaching. Many accidents that are not accidents. As you sow, so shall you reap. You must not reject the sacraments in my church. You must not reject the teachings, the new modes of modernism and socialism. And I say this unto my pastors, you will not change the way to suit man, but you must change man to bring him to my way. This way has been given to you in the book of life and love, your Bible. You will not change the wording or the meaning to please man. It is a narrow road to heaven, and so few remain on this road. Many of my priests are on the road to perdition and taking many souls with them. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and all of the countries of the earth, for many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. Is this what you want? The peoples of the world will make their own decision upon this. The Eternal Father is most merciful, and he waits with patience for your penance and your atonement. The way has been given to you. You will stay and remain true, faithful and true. You will not go about seeking novelty and innovations upon my church. A church in darkness wears a band of death about it. My child, you will continue to send out the message from heaven.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Much hands and health. Many will be sent to aid in this final endeavor to save souls. The rosary, the scapula given by my mother, are a major source of grace. Make this known to the world, my child.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
Now Jesus is looking about him. He's going over now. I can see Our Lady coming from his left side, our right side. Our Lady is coming over across the sky. It's quite windy. And the angels are following her. And Michael is covering the whole sky, though he's high, high up in the air. Oh, he's an immense size. Oh, now Jesus is turning to his right, and he's starting to go across the sky. Now he's bending over and making the sign of the cross with his three fingers. the thumb and the two fingers, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning over to his left. He's motioning like this to his mother. Our Lady now is coming across the sky, and she's going over by Jesus, and now she's going over to his right side, and she's standing there. Look, they're looking about them. Now Jesus is going, now he's turning to his left, and he's cutting across the sky. He's going directly across the sky. Now he's way over on our right side. Our Lady is behind him, and Michael and the other angels. Now they're looking down. And Jesus is now grasping his cape with his left hand, and with his right hand, he's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning, and he's coming now to the center of the sky. He's nodding and looking about him. Now Lady now has her hands up in prayer like this. She's joined in the vigil of prayer. And the angels, I can't see their hands, but in the impression, it appears that their hands are also joined. Those that are in the front row, I can't see because of the light beyond the front row. But the young angels, they look very young. They're all in different colors, gowns, all different colors of the rainbow, just beautiful. They have their hands up in prayer like this, with the fingers pointed upward. And I do notice that their thumbs are crossed in a cross-like way like this. Now Jesus is touching his lips. You will continue now, my child, with your prayers of atonement. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen.
Miracles happen to help the lost on their way. It's the Lord's kindly way of saying, let us pray. Let us pray.